U.S. President Donald Trump is disavowing chance of send her back at his political rally this week when he questioned the loyalty of U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a war refugee from Somalia. AP's Sagar Magani has details from the White House.
As the president blistered the Somali-born Democrat, send her back, days after the president said Omar and three other Democrats of color should go back to their countries.
I was not happy with it.
Asked in the Oval Office why he didn't try to stop the chant.
I think I did. I started speaking very quickly.
But he didn't.
And she talked about the evil Israel.
Appearing to take it in without calling on backers to stop. The president says he would certainly try to stop it at another rally. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in the Japanese city of Kyoto now say 33 people were killed in a suspected arson attack on an animation studio. As Reuters' Mia Womersley reports, dozens of others were injured, some of them critically, in the blaze.
It's thought the blaze in the city of Kyoto was an arson attack, and the main suspect is a man who shouted, "Die," as he doused the building with petrol. Authorities said scores were also injured when the building was torched. The studio produces popular series such as Sound Euphonium. Its Free Road to the World, The Dream movie is due for release this month. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the fire too appalling for words on Twitter and offered condolences to the victims. Public broadcaster NHK said police have taken a 41-year-old man into custody.
Mia Womersley of Reuters. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian state television has aired footage of a vessel called Ria that it said was seized by Iran's